Broadcasting, WJSK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's Friday the 13th.
Yes, it is. And we all know what that means.
That's Rob's phone. People probably calling, wondering about Buzz.
Yeah, well, everybody's been concerned, and I don't like to share this kind of news with people.
Jesus, we were so rough on him.
First, Matt the engineer.
Yeah, but he brought that thing in. Buzz is more sensitive. That's why Buzz reacted now, 10 times worse than
Buzz. And all we'll have to remember is that vomit stain in the garage.
Oh, God. Oh, God, Buzz.
And I yelled at him and I said,
I know you did.
Did you get the vomit on my car?
I laughed when he was pale
and he lost all the color in his face.
I laughed at him. I laughed practically to his face. I had no idea that in just a few hours...
I called him a puss.
He was gonna be gone. Jesus. God, we're going to hell, man. We're going to hell. I swear to God, we're going to hell.
No, we're not, Mike. We're not going to hell.
Lisa Baton has sent some flowers.
Ah, good. And she got the message.
She did.
Yeah, right. Good. Then we'll play one or two Tom Petty records today. And I know Buzz loves that Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes and Indiana Wants. We will play his favorite tunes.
I'll tell you, the saddest thing was coming in here and seeing just like 15 women out in the lobby just sobbing. And I had no idea.
And the babies out there.
Oh, God.
Wow. Wow. You got around.
You sure did.
Look at all the babies we killed.
The saddest thing to me is no one thought to scrape up the puddle.
Yeah.
In the parking lot before it dried.
Well, really, but also the germs that, someone else could get that whatever it was.
And have you noticed downstairs the vomit stain, much like that wall in the expressway in Chicago?
Yeah.
It's starting to look like the Virgin Mary.
It's amazing, the flowers and the pictures of Buzz.
I thought it looked more like Tommy Chong.
It's a shrine.
It's the Lady Di thing we got going down in the garage right now. And boy, do we have egg on our faces today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We can't really blame ourselves, though, because we told him, leave early. He waited. He waited just like he did the last time. He waited, and now he waited too long.
And we went,
God.
Went back to the archives. We said, pull out that Buzz tribute reel. And we ain't got one!
I knew he was more fragile than we were. He was like a delicate flower.
Yeah. His daisy has been crushed.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Rest in peace, Pukey.
K.O.B. Kindly old Buzz.
K.O.B. R.I.P.
Gosh, I'll remember when we'd look over towards that room and say, go to such and such website.
Yeah.
And you'd see those Ben Franklin glasses dangling off his nose. You'd see those long, bony old man fingers.
You'd see the beads of perspiration gather on the forehead as he struggled mightily to figure out a new technology that had not been around during his day. And he was a trooper. He was a trooper, really.
And today there's just a black curtain in that room.
Oh, my God. If only we had...
Would you stop blaming us?
How can I not? What about the grief we gave him about headphones, not buying his own? This one little thing, it was his little thing. It was something he held on to, and we mocked him for it. Tight shirts.
We have decided to pay for Buzz's tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked that it be shaped like a gigantic whipped cream dispenser.
Oh, that's wonderful from your past with him, when he used to sniff that stuff. That's terrific.
It was inhale, not sniff.
Right.
I
I just don't know what we're going to do about Joe Ardinger. Joe is beside himself.
Oh, Joe's on suicide watch right now. We've had to take his shoelaces out of his shoes.
I've seen him low before, but I've never seen him quite that low.
And if he wore a belt, we would have taken that too.
So it's a very special Don and Mike show today.
Yeah. I understand that all the fairish car dealerships are flying their flags at half mast today.
Well, he was nice.
He's okay.
No, he's using his slogan.
Oh, yeah, because he's nice.
Yeah.
He was nice.
That he was nice. And now people are calling about Buzz. I guess we'll do this for the first segment.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
First part of the first segment.
Hello.
Yeah. I was hoping maybe I could get Buzz's motorcycle helmet.
Buzz never bought one.
He never bought one. They loaned him one.
Oh.
They loaned him a better one than the skeezy ones they had at the training center.
Oh,
oh, man, and he just got his motorcycle license, too. He didn't even go out the tough way.
But you know what that means?
Yeah.
You're the winner. You're the winner.
Oh, that's right.
You beat him in death.
Yeah.
You beat him in death.
How about that?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I feel so much better.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
It's Albert.
Hi, Albert.
I'm blind, and I came to visit you guys one time.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Albert.
Yes.
Have a very nice day. Not on the day that Buzz has passed, please. Don't mock the challenge on the day that Buzz has passed away. What is that doing to his memory?
I think Buzz would want me to say, I'm sorry you're God's whoopee cushion, but thank you for your support, Albert.
Albert.
Today you will be Uncle Albert. And let us say, we're so sorry.
See you in the can. Prince Albert. Prince Albert. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Very special Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, yeah, I just want to say I'm glad Buzz is dead.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, listen, we've not announced...
That's nice, ass.
We've not announced that he's dead yet.
Oh.
So before you jump to your cruel comments about a man who's really gone through hell and
no. No, I wasn't being cruel. I just thought he slowed the show down a little bit.
Hey, now listen. He's not dead yet, okay? Now I've let it slip.
Well.
He's not dead yet.
All right, then you didn't want to honor Marcia's wishes.
Okay, well, listen.
Because later on today, she's going to pull it.
Yeah, I know. Here's the thing. I said that I think a vegetable Buzz is better than any Buzz. I mean, I could tell when I was in the room last night.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when he had that big, gigantic snot bubble coming out of his nose?
Yes.
And he was just drooling, and it was almost like he was going... he was trying to say, finally?
Yeah, finally. He wanted to go.
I know he did.
Why didn't he fill out the forms, though?
But I had the feeling, when he was looking at me, he was saying, hey, pal, even though I'm a piece of arugula right now, don't pull my plug.
He wasn't saying that to you.
Yes,
now, look, we fought about this all night last night. This is going to be bigger than the Schiavo thing. You know that he wanted. He told me on three separate occasions. He said, "Man, if I ever got like that, I'd want somebody to pull the plug." He was.
When did he have those discussions with
me in private?
He never talked about death with you.
He did.
He did not.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I know you don't have a tribute reel, but could you just play Buzz on Absinthe saying Jeremy Piven?
Oh, what a day that was.
Yeah, we'll
what
try to find that tape.
Was. God.
Oh.
We'll try to find it.
That was that day that he actually was funny. It was wonderful. It was absolutely incredible. I wanted him to take absinthe every day after that.
Anyway, Buzz, we hardly knew ye.
And although you are still with us physically... But I hope he can hear us.
And mentally. Listen, Mike, you know, what do they say about people in comas? And you know, they're hearing stuff. The radio is on right by his bed right now. I know he's laughing at the fact that we're joking about what happened to him.
Don?
Yes.
Don, he's not coming back from that. He's not.
Mike, as the monkey sang, take the last train to Clarksville. Because I'm a believer.
Well, it's good that you're a believer, but I'd like to warn everybody right now that I don't care what the consequences are, but I'm going to make sure that Buzz's wishes are granted. And if I have to do jail time for it, so be it.
Hello, Don and Mike. Bastard. Killer.
I'm not a killer.
Killer.
I'm honoring a man's wish.
Don't pull that plug. Hello?
He wanted to be euthanized.
Hello, Don of Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
You got to spill a little absinthe on the floor for your absinthe companion.
Yeah, we spill some absinthe on the floor. Some for me, some for my homies.
Yeah, the green fairy splattered on the ground right next to the spot where he puked.
That's right. Hello, Don of Mike Show.
Hello, boys. I just wanted to let Marcia know if there's anything I can do for her, please let me know. The Widow Elston.
Boy, they don't waste time, do they?
No, they don't. Now, you know, this was funny yesterday when we had the crying guy on.
Right.
But congratulations on being the first to bring the Widow Elston into this. Poor Marcia. She's going to need comforting.
God, the guy's not even dead yet, and they want to jump into his bed. Man, oh, man.
Okay, well, it's also Stevie Wonder's birthday, so we're going to start with the Stevie Wonder song today.
Also, I just want to say, I've heard the rumors, and I don't think Marcia poisoned him.
No way.
Stop with the jokes. Stop with the jokes.
Were you being funny? Were you being flip?
No.
On this day of all, you were being flip.
I thought it might help.
God.
Listen.
You talk about that Thousand Midnights. That's your soul today, man.
A sexual parasite that worked itself into Buzz's system.
Yeah, but how did it get to his brain that quickly?
I don't know. It's a quick trick, Mike. It's a quick trip. Did you hear the doctor say?
I heard the doctor's gibberish, but in 2005, I would think a doctor would be able to identify the disease and not just say yes, it's venereal, but no, I don't know what's happening here.
He said,
how does he know it's venereal? I think that was
because that's where it started. Yeah. Didn't you listen to him? Didn't you look at that picture of the guy on the wall?
Yeah, I don't know how Buzz was able to do newscasts like 3 weeks ago.
No,
based on that.
I mean, no wonder he wore dark clothes all the time.
Jesus, I mean, there's swelling and then there's swelling.
Wow,
he must have been in agony.
He must have. What a trooper! I can only imagine how many days he was at a 10 or. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm going to miss that about him.
Yep.
You ask him how he's doing.
He'd give you a number, tell you exactly what he was feeling at that
75%,
time.
78%. And yesterday, it was like hearing Cadence with my favorite football quarterback. How you doing, Buzz? Seven. Five, three, two.
I remember how pleased we
ten,
all were when,
six, five.
When it was down to a three.
Hike.
And the color would come back into his face. God, all it took was one bad sexual encounter. God knows where that happened. Man, oh, man.
And here's the saddest part. I know it was in the electrical room.
Yeah, well, of course it was. Or as they call it around the station, Buzz's chamber. Man, oh, man.
It's a tough day for any broadcaster.
It is.